Snacking and nutrition. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. A snack in the morning as you get amped up for your day. One in the afternoon to hold you over. Maybe one in the evening as you wind down. Well, many studies have confirmed the fact that more Americans these days are enjoying more snacks. Rhonda Sebastian with the Agricultural Research Service.
30 years ago, we only had about 50 to 60% of people who reported a snack in a given day. And now, 9 out of 10 people report at least one snack. And about 1 in 5 reports 4 or more snacks in a day.
In addition, Sebastian says those who snack more also tend to eat more things that are considered unhealthy.
For instance, alcoholic beverages, sodas, potato chips, crackers, candies, and cakes. In fact, those groups together make up about 50% of the calories we consume at snacks for adult men and women.
As Sebastian reiterates that the main questions raised about snacking isn't necessarily how much, but what?
About one-third of what are termed empty calories, which are calories from alcohol, added sugars, and solid fats, come in the form of snacks. Now, that is a higher proportion than the amount of calories on average snacks can account for. They account for about 24% of calories, but like I said, they're providing about one-third of total empty calories, which are much too high in the American diet as it is. So it's not that snacking per se is a bad thing. It's what you are consuming at those snacks.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.